But someone whose imagination is always running at full tilt is former Let's Talk editor Neil Haverson. And we should be extremely grateful for his vivid imaginings in these testing times. So here is Neil with his last word.
Remember the days when you would hand over a £5 note to pay for something and apologise because you had nothing smaller? Those days are long gone. A recent report suggests we may not even be paying with notes much longer. The study reckoned that within 10 years we could be virtually a cashless society. It would be cards or digital payments by your smartphone or online. And the current crisis may even speed up that day arriving. But in the budget, the government committed to introducing new laws to make sure that everyone who needs cash can continue to access it. However, the report goes on to say that increasing numbers of retailers are refusing cheques and won't allow customers to pay in cash. They're not obliged to take it. British Gas no longer allows users to pay bills in cash, and Tesco's opened a store that accepts only cards and digital payments. Many people, including me, now pay with contactless for just 2 or 3 quid, and I can't remember the last time I wrote out a cheque. Some payments can't be made by card. It isn't practical to carry a card reader around. What about the tin shakers collecting your loose change for charity, or buying raffle tickets, paying monthly dues at the WI, or match fees after a game of football? How will they decide who bats first in the test match without a coin to spin? Probably a plastic token, a picture of Boris Johnson on one side and Donald Trump on the other. I can just remember the farthing with the wren on it, the smallest bird on the coin with the smallest value. It ceased to be legal tender in 1960. Then there was the halfpenny with the sailing ship on the reverse. We had threepenny bits, tanners, florins, half crowns and 10-bob notes. A bit more colourful than a boring old 10-pence piece. Buying with cash does act as a brake on your spending. Paying with plastic or tapping the details online doesn't have the same checking effect as fishing around in a dwindling wallet or purse. Not long ago, there was a suggestion that the penny might be phased out. Immediately, there was an outcry. The cost of living would go up, they protested. Items at £9.99 would be rounded up to £10. Applied across the board, all these odd pennies would add up, and that would mean a significant rise in the cost of living. Well, I guess that's true, but I do get quite annoyed when a large collection of copper builds up in my pocket. It's not easy to spend it. Even those tiny 5p pieces seem to breed like rabbits. I end up buying, say, a coffee and handing over a heap of change. It looks as though I've raided a child's money box. Do you reckon those horrible new plastic notes they've introduced are a stealth campaign to get us to abandon cash? Shop assistants regularly complain about them. They won't fold and they stick together. I was paying for something recently and handed over what I thought was just a £10 note. The assistant gave me 2 more back. I wondered how often I've done that and lost out. With the cost of living ever rising, I guess going cashless is inevitable eventually. Machines such as petrol pumps are increasingly moving to payment by card. I wonder if spending a penny, it's more like 20 pennies now, has gone contactless anywhere. Just imagine, legs crossed, you present your credit card at the loo machine and it's rejected. You're advised to phone your bank. Please take the block off my card, I'm bursting.